Welcome to Thinking Loud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Lately, I've been thinking about what it's like to be slightly messed up rather than completely messed up. And if slightly messed up means that we're completely messed up. If you're still following me, good for you. My thought today is what happens when we focus on God's blessing rather than the blessing of being used by God to be a blessing. I know there's a lot of blessings in there, but the idea is very simple. Some people serve God because of what they get out of it. Others find it an absolute privilege to serve God because they become the blessing for somebody else. Think about it for a moment. You and I are not needed by God, we're wanted. He could declare himself any way he wants. He could have a lineup of donkeys come down Main Street and declare who he is. We've seen that he used donkeys before. For some reason, God has decided to use you and me, to use people to show the world who he is. He has given us this very distinct privilege of showing who he is by how we live, by what we do, by examining our lives. They can examine who God is if we're walking closely with him and if we listen to him. You see, that's a privilege. Some people think that that's a pain or a burden, when really that's the blessing. Those who know Jesus as their Savior have a responsibility to show the world who he is by how they live. That's both a responsibility and a privilege. It's a responsibility because we're brothers, co-heirs with Christ. We are children of God, and we need to represent him well in the position that we have. It's a blessing because God doesn't need us to do it. He chooses to have us do it. Sometimes I think that those of us who serve the King think that we're missing out on some of the great benefits of life, when in reality, the greatest benefit that was ever given to mankind was to represent God Almighty in everyday life. We can do that if we work at the lowliest jobs on earth or whether we work at the most prestigious jobs. We can do that if we're poor or we're rich. We can do that anywhere we are, no matter what our ethnic background is, no matter what the color of our skin. We can be people who are responsible and who love God and consider it a blessing to be a part of his plan. Those who consider being part of God's work a blessing act like it's a blessing and enjoy the fact that today is very meaningful and that we get to show the world who he is by how we act and what we say. This is Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org, here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.